The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. It is such a special thing when a talented writer and a talented illustrator come together and make a special children's book. That's exactly what our next guests have done. It's a book that I think it's for kids, but it's good advice for all of us. When things aren't going right, go left. The words by Mark Colagiovanni. He's on the line with us right now. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
And Peter Reynolds, the illustrator. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Paul.
I want to know, and Mark, I guess I'll ask this of you. How did you and Peter get together? Did the publisher put you together? Did you seek out Peter? Did he seek out you? How did you come to collaborate on this?
So the universe put us together, really. Peter's lived in Dedham, Mass for about 40 years. He has a bookstore there called the Blue Bunny Bookstore. And my aunt, Marcia, has lived in Dedham, Mass for about 30 years. And she's my biggest fan, and she waltzed into Peter's store one day and said, "My nephew likes to write. Would you mind meeting him?" This was back in 2015. So he very graciously said yes, and that's how our dots connected.
That's awesome. Peter, what was it about Mark's manuscript that spoke to you?
Well, I fell in love with the story, the first story he showed me, which is Reflection in Me. And he told me that he wrote it for his daughters, his three daughters. And I thought, you know, when you're writing from your heart, it shows. And I also just really liked Mark. I immediately liked this guy, and I'm like, I would like to hang out with him. So fortunately, my bookstore has a coffee shop, so we sat down with a cup of coffee, and we hung out for an hour, and I encouraged him to keep going, and I'm glad that he did, because, you know, that initial story, we ended up collaborating on an animated film, which traveled the world and all these film festivals and won awards, and then we put it on YouTube, and Reflection in Me got, it's well over a million views by now. We had proof that Mark's words were resonating with people around the world. And I said to Mark, keep going and don't stop, because you have some pretty amazing things to share with the world.
That's awesome. Mark, what was your inspiration?
My inspiration with everything is my wife and kids. And specifically to this story, it was just watching what my kids experienced during the pandemic, which was a very challenging time for everyone. And in my house, it was very challenging during the distance learning portion of it. And I never realized that children could experience these types of emotions so deeply until I witnessed they were 8 and 10 at the time. So that it was heartbreaking, but also a very eye-opening experience as a parent to watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, I want to get back to you, your experience as an illustrator. What drew you to this format, and more specifically, to creating picture books, not just for children, but for people of all ages?
Right. I mean, I think that's the secret sauce is, you know, designing, recognizing that most books are bought by adults and they're read by adults to kids. So you might as well be writing to them as well, which is what I've been doing for the past almost three decades, creating, I call them picture books rather than children's books because children can read them, but, you know, adults, you know, we busy adults, we need these little reminders, you know, to be brave and to be kind and to listen more and take care of ourselves. And a picture book is a pretty good format because within 5 or 6 minutes, you've just delivered a powerful message. And you get pictures to look at, too, which make it a lot easier, too. And, of course, they always say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So you got that's quite a good deal when you buy the picture book.
Absolutely. And it's something that, you know, with a parent reading to a child, you can refer back to that story, you know, in you know, the course of the day. If something doesn't go right, you say, hey, what about that book that we read last night?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a powerful tool.
It really is. Mark, what are some of the lessons you hope that readers of this book will take away?
Well, to your point earlier about it being a book for all ages, my hope is that for people young and old, they'll realize that having worries and fears and doubts and frustrations, first of all, it's completely normal. It's a normal thing to have. There's nothing wrong with you if you're experiencing these emotions, and it's completely okay to have them with you, but it's also completely normal and okay to put them down for a while. And I'm hoping that this book will initiate those types of conversations so together we can figure out the proper tools to put those feelings down and be able to, you know, accomplish things that we want to accomplish.
Peter, what's your next collaboration? Because you guys are working on something else too, aren't you?
We are. We have an animated film version of When Things Aren't Going Right, Go Left, which is really exciting. And that's coming from Scholastic. Weston Woods will be out later this year, produced by, I have an animation company in Boston called Fable Vision. And so super, super excited about that.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Guys, thanks so much for your time this morning and continued success.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.